David, last week you took 14th. How do you feel like you ran there in Crepin?
I feel like I ran pretty good. We all have bad races and good races. I'm just hoping next week is a good race.
Next week, you mean this Saturday, right?
This Saturday, yeah.
How do you feel? How do you feel this week of preparation has been going into the down in Texas?
I feel like me and the whole team, we all have been training hard this week, so it should be a good race.
Mm-hmm. Martin talked about your changes from last year to this year. Where do you feel like you've improved the most from your sophomore year now to your junior year?
Honestly, I feel like I improved my form and, most importantly, my mentality, like Martin said. Mm-hmm. That plays a big role in running.
And what's a typical practice like for you? Obviously, everybody sees you guys out running, but I know you guys have to warm up and all that stuff because of the long distances you're running. What's a normal practice like? What was today's practice like?
So today's practice, it was a speed workout. We did 10 400s. We do it at a pretty fast pace. Mm-hmm. And then we also have long runs, mm-hmm. which is about 6 miles. And then on the weekends, we do another long run, but around 12 miles. Mm-hmm.
Do you ever get tired of running, or you just like running?
Both. It's always, I don't know, I feel like it's always a mental game, mm-hmm. every day.
How did you get involved in cross country? And that's something that, you know, maybe growing up you weren't much of a runner. Is there a point in your life that you're like, you know what, I'm going to start running and just see what happens?
Well, I used to be a football player, mm-hmm. and honestly, my siblings, they all ran cross country, and it motivated me to run as well.
Mm-hmm. I'm sure, you know, Coach Buck Bulmer has had a role in that as well. What's it been like running under him?
Honestly, it feels good running under Buck. He loves us all. He treats us all the same. And yeah.
Where do you want to continue to improve here as your junior year? You know, you just got your junior year underway. Where do you want to continue to improve in your running?
I want to continue getting faster and just stick with Martin.
Is that the goal? Is that everybody's goal, is kind of just stick with Martin?
The goal is just everyone do good, everyone yeah. try their best, work as a team. Definitely help staying with Martin, though.
Yeah, because you know usually Martin's going to be at the front of the pack,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, he's going to be at the front.
So what's it like running next to him? I mean, is that something that you guys just run, and just, you know, you look over there periodically and see if he's there? Or do you guys, you know, maybe crack some jokes while you're running? What's it like running next to him?
Oh, it's just not Martin and I. We also It's a group, yeah. like Matthew Benuelos, Isaiah, Josias. We all run together, and we all compete against each other, push each other. Mm-hmm. And at the end of the day, we just all work mm-hmm. to make each other better.
All right, David, appreciate your time. Good luck on Saturday and the rest of your junior year.
Thank you.
Again, that was junior David Ultreras joining us. We will step aside for a two-minute timeout. We will come back, and we will talk Dodge City High School girls cross country. Again, special thanks to boys cross country coach Buck Bulmer, as well as his runners Martin Marquez and David Ultreras. We're back in 2 minutes here from I Don't Care Family Restaurant and Sports Bar as we continue on Demon Talk.